Earlier this week, there was an attention-getting speech delivered by 2012 Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney. He urged Republicans to oppose Donald Trump.
After all, this is an individual who mocked a disabled reporter, who attributed a reporter's questions to her menstrual cycle, who mocked a brilliant rival who happened to be a woman due to her appearance, who bragged about his marital affairs, and who laces his public speeches with vulgarity.
Now, the speech got a lot of attention for its unusual attack on the GOP's current frontrunner, but what got our attention was how much it echoed a recent essay by best-selling Christian author and speaker Pastor Max Lucado. Titled Decency for President, Pastor Lucado described all the reasons he says Donald Trump's tone and decorum fails the test of decency. Pastor Lucado is pastor of Oak Hills Church in San Antonio, Texas. He joins us from his office. And I also want to mention that this is the latest in a series of conversations we've been having with prominent evangelical thinkers this year. Pastor, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Oh, it's my honor. You're really kind to allow me to come on to the program. I love the program, and so I'm just flattered and appreciative of the opportunity.
Well, thank you for that. But as you mentioned in your essay, you are not known for writing or talking about politics. You don't put bumper stickers on your car. You don't endorse candidates. So what is it that made you want to weigh in here? Why now?
I would not have said anything about Mr. Trump if he didn't call himself a Christian. It'd be none of my business whatsoever to make any comments about his language, his vulgarities. But I was deeply troubled. I'll just be honest. I was deeply troubled that here's a man who holds up a Bible one day and calls a lady bimbo the next. Here's a man who calls himself a Christian and yet just has the audacity to make fun of a lady's menstrual cycle. It's just beyond me. And, you know, I guess I'm jealous for the reputation of the church. I'm protective. It deeply concerns me that somebody who knows little or nothing about the Christian faith would hear Mr. Trump call himself a Christian and then make a decision based on the Christian faith, based on his behavior. And so I just felt like I should say something. I did not expect to stir up the dust storm that this blog has stirred up.
Tell me a bit about that, if you would.
Well, we were stunned by the amount of response. Our web server went down 6 times in the first 24 hours. So it seems to have touched a nerve with people. And most of it has been positive. Many people said, this is what I was thinking. Thanks for saying it on my behalf. But I mean, there are many people who are just really ticked off that I would dare to suggest that this behavior is inappropriate.
Well, you know, many people say that they are, in fact, puzzled about the appeal of Donald Trump, especially to professing Christians. And the fact is that Donald Trump has racked up many votes and endorsements from leaders. For example, on Super Tuesday, every state that Donald Trump won, he received the majority of the evangelical vote. Even somebody as well known as Reverend Jerry Falwell has endorsed him. What do you think the appeal is?
Just anger. It's a reaction. Maybe one person told me that Christians believe in a king. We believe in a King Jesus who oversees the affairs of mankind. Maybe we're reaching for an earthly king. I'd never would have drawn that conclusion, but I certainly respect this person's thoughts. Maybe there's some truth in that we're wanting somebody to sweep in and immediately fix all of our problems and to do so in such a decisively immediate fashion that it's almost like a savior instead of a president. You can tell by the way I'm hem-hawing here, I'm struggling to find out why. My conversations with Trump supporters have left me with more questions than answers.
What do you say to others who I've also seen who say, you know what, this is exactly why I don't adhere to a religious conviction anymore, or people who say, I used to, but I no longer do, because these people are hypocrites and they don't even believe what they say?
That's exactly my concern. My concern is that somebody would make a decision against Christianity because of Mr. Trump's behavior. And to that person, I would say the way he speaks about people is not the way our Master, our Savior, has taught us to speak. It's not the way the Scriptures urge us to speak. The Bible urges us to be respectful to all people, especially those with whom we have disagreements, to never libel people, to never label people. Now, this is a huge deal in Scripture. And the reason I've gone so verbal and vocal with this is because I'm protective of the reputation of Christ and the church, and I would ask that person not to interpret the Christian faith through the words of Mr. Trump.
That was pastor, best-selling author, New York Times best-selling author Max Lucado, speaking to us from his church in San Antonio, Texas. Pastor Lucado, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. I deeply appreciate it.